an instrumental off of the William Tyler disc called I'm Gonna Live Forever If It Kills Me. Speaking of which, we're in studio with one of my favorite sort of holders and purveyors of Dayton history, and it's all surrounding Woodland Cemetery. She's the manager and development manager of development and marketing at Woodland Cemetery. Her name is Angie Hoshire. We're going to be live with her in just a moment surrounding an event this Saturday commemorating the 140th anniversary of the burial of Matilda Stanley, who was known as and considered herself the Gypsy Queen. Lots of cool little twists and wonderful facets to Dayton history. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Stay close. And don't forget, support for WISO comes from our contributing listeners and from the Trolley Stop in downtown Dayton, taking a fresh food approach to world and American cuisines. They also offer a diverse collection of beers and cocktails and live and eclectic entertainment. Located at 530 East 5th Street in the Oregon District, it is Frontier Folk Nebraska tomorrow and the Elderly Brothers on Saturday. You can find out more at trolleystopdayton.com. We're also supported by the Taft Theater in Cincinnati, presenting the flamenco guitars and booming Spanish vocals of the Gypsy Kings this Saturday. Tickets available at the Taft Theater box office, Ticketmaster.com, or tafttheater.org. 24 minutes after 1 o'clock, and it is just a delight to welcome back. It's been a couple years since you've been here, the manager of development and marketing at Woodland Cemetery. Hello, Angie Hoshire.
Hello, Nikki Dakota.
Thank you for coming back here. We've been reading a spot for the, and I don't remember this coming up over the years, of a celebration of the burial of the Queen of Gypsies 140 years ago, Matilda Stanley. I didn't even know about the history of Gypsy culture and of Woodland Cemetery. Just to start with, more people attended her burial 140 years ago than ever in the history of the cemetery.
That's correct. Dayton newspaper accounts and accounts from all over the world indicate that 20,000 plus people attended her funeral service. They report that 1,000 horse and carriages lined Brown Street up Woodland Cemetery, so many so that they couldn't get them to turn around in the cemetery roads, and that the men and the boys climbed the trees to see what gypsy ritual would happen.
And that was a big part of it. There was some speculation that it would be
spectacle.
A spectacle, indeed. But they intentionally kept it a little bit more subdued to keep, my understanding, that it wasn't quite the full...
Actually, they promoted her burial so that there would be additional attendees. And of course, they waited so long because she was the Gypsy Queen, so that word could spread not only through the nation, but also the world, that the Gypsy Queen had died. And other chiefs and tribes people would come and pay their respects when they were passing through Dayton. And then at the time of her death, they were very religious folks, but they wanted it to be a bigger celebration. Uh-huh. But it was very subdued because they were very religious. So the gypsy ritual never came to fruition. It just, I think a lot of people were surprised by how religious of a ceremony that it really was.
The event is this Saturday from 5 until 8 o'clock, an opportunity to celebrate gypsy culture and this amazing history that the Dayton area has with what are now called the Roma people. They call themselves that. But at the time, they very much, she and her husband Levi, consider themselves the king and the queens of the gypsies. Let's talk about the word gypsy for just a minute, because it was, I was doing some research last night, and it's what's considered to be an exonym, which means a name put onto a group of people rather than a name that they choose to call themselves. But notably, again, they did think of themselves, Levi and Matilda, as the king and queen of the gypsies. It's a misnomer because in Europe, it's my understanding, they thought these people were from Egypt, and it's that center portion of the word Egypt from which gypsies come. But let's talk about that word and its sort of historical evolution.
Right. And they were considered nomads. They did travel. They had loosely laid roots. It wasn't until they came to America and came to the Dayton area that they actually did lay down roots. And even though they still did travel, Dayton was their summer home. And in the wintertime, they would travel down to Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas, in those areas, during the summer months. But then they always came back. And there was always somebody here in Dayton on their lands, protecting them or staying on them, but they did travel the country pretty extensively.
So it's my understanding that the generation before Matilda and Levi had arrived in the United States from Scotland and settled in Troy. Do we know why they picked our Miami Valley as a, do we know why that was attractive to them?
They originally landed in Boston, and so there is a Stanley family contingency up in Boston, and then they moved westward. Why here? I'm not exactly sure, and why, and they landed in Troy. When I say landed, I mean They came here as a place to come to rest. So they were in Troy. They were counted in the Miami County's 1860 census in Troy. So we have records of that. And then a few years later, they moved down to Dayton and they purchased land in the Mad River Township, Wayne Township area, what we now consider Harrison Township, and that whole stretch of Montgomery County. And that's where they laid their roots. So Troy Street, Stanley Avenue, Kiwi Street, you know, up through Harrison Township, all of those areas were where they bought and purchased a lot of land. They raised horses. And they were horse traders by trade, dog fanciers, chicken fanciers. I even read in some of the city directories as their occupations.
I read in one of the newspaper accounts that they considered the diversity that they brought to the region a point of pride and enrichment for our culture. And our you know, piece of our little corner of the world. And it was really good to see that from a newspaper account of, you know, over almost 150 years ago.
Right. They were very cultured. They were probably the most cultured people because they had visited different countries, different states, different areas. They brought with them the things that they had visited. They brought those things back. You know, they were not ignorant. They certainly were well educated. They put their children into school immediately once they settled and laid down their roots. And then also because they were so well traveled, they knew a lot more of what was happening in the country than a lot of other folks did. They had that stigma because they didn't stay in any one place, and a lot of people thought that that was a bad thing, that they always had to travel, and maybe they were doing something
so they had to leave from.
They had to leave from instead of staying.
It's much more simply described as just nomadic for the certain peoples that have been of the nature of, we'll live here for a while and we'll move on. We'll see what the prospects are over the next hill in a hopeful way, not a fleeing or anything behind. We're in studio with Angie Hoshower. She's the manager of development and marketing at Woodland Cemetery. What a cool job. The event is this Saturday from 5 until 8 o'clock. Describe what we can expect when we arrive at Woodland.
So the event is more about and that 140th anniversary. She died in January 1878 in Vicksburg, Mississippi. She was embalmed and brought back to Dayton, where she laid in the receiving vault at Woodland for 8 months. September 17th of 1878 was the day they chose to do her burial. And so with that, we plan to recreate the funeral procession from the receiving vault to the family Stanley lot. Not meaning that we're going to carry a casket or anything, but we will have a fiddle player and we will carry flowers and we will have tea lights and everybody can go inside the receiving vault. We never opened that building. It was built in 1847. So this is if you're interested and ever wondered what was in there, come out, you can see that. But then we will take the march up to the Stanley family lot. And from there, I have a special reverend who will be coming and doing a funeral service from the 1870s time period to recreate that. Her husband, Levi, was a member of the Independent Order of Odd Fellows, the IOOF. So that was a very religious ceremony. And she is going to recapture what Reverend Dr. Daniel Berger did back in 1878 through a ceremony. So we will recommit Matilda to the ground and re-bless the ground as it was done back 140 years ago. And I think that will be one of those once-in-a-lifetime events to be a participant in, to make that walk and to, you know, recommit Matilda to her final resting place.
Many people who've been to Woodland Cemetery have seen her stone without realizing it. I think it is the angel atop the pedestal, just an absolutely beautiful piece of, I think it was marble, was it originally?
It is marble, yes. It's a 20-foot granite pedestal column with a marble angel on the top. And in her hand, she's holding onto an anchor. And in cemetery symbolism, that is a symbol for hope.
Oh. Angie Hoshower, the Manager of Development and Marketing at Woodland Cemetery, a part of the celebration of 140 years of a really remarkable, I'll just say that the Woodland itself is just a remarkable cemetery. What do we know about, I know the people that go there and don't have any sense of the history of the people that are buried there. It's just a beautiful place to be. It's not just a cemetery. It's more.
It's an outdoor museum. Yeah. It's a place to walk. The artwork on the structures, the family mausoleums, if you've ever seen the deeds mausoleums, I mean, it looks like something from Greece. The family mausoleums, the artwork, the sculptures that are out on the grounds, they're absolutely beautiful. The funeral artwork that there is. There's 9 miles of roads.
There's
9 miles of roads. So biking and light hiking and walking for sure. We even do a 5K, 10K run in the springtime there called Free Your Soul. a nice play on words there, but also the animal life that we have there. People see deer in the cemetery a lot, and then we also have bird watching tours. So five times a year, we have a guided tour for the bird watchers, and you can come out at any time. So, and of course, the best view of the city of Dayton.
It is the best view, and that top portion recently
lookout tower.
Redone. It's so nice. My kids and I have been there many, many times feeding the ducks, and we were talking about the turtles that are in there, but it's a legit arboretum as well. Just before we went on, you gave some stats about the number and kinds of trees in the cemetery.
Yes, we've always considered ourselves an arboretum just for the collection of trees and species that we have. In February of this year, we officially became a level 2 accredited arboretum. We have over 3,000 trees, over 165 species on 200 plus acres of active cemetery ground. Mm. And we continue to, this weekend with all of that rain, we did lose a couple of trees. And so we've cleaned those up and we then will replant. Some places we leave, we don't replant. We allow the undergrowth to grow, open that canopy up. And then sometimes we strategically place and plant trees.
It is just a wonderful place all the way around, and a rich repository of Dayton history right in the heart of just south of downtown there. Woodlandcemetery.org for more information. Again, that's just one long word, woodlandcemetery.org for information. And for tickets to the Saturday event, they would go there?
They can go there and visit the tab Tours and Events on the left side of the page. Of course, our Facebook page has a direct link to the ticketing page as well. So there's any way that you would like to get a ticket, you can. Purchase early because day of the event, the tickets go up $10. For general admission.
So get in there, and again, proceeds benefit this sort of maintenance of Woodland Cemetery in general, but specifically of the monument for Matilda Stanley, the Queen of the Gypsies, who died and was buried in Dayton 140 years ago. Angie Hoshower, I love your job.
I love my job too. Thank you very much.
It's so clear that you do. How cool that we have the opportunity to look back to history and let's you and I keep each other posted, all right?
Absolutely.
Woodlandcemetery.org, your connection to this Saturday's celebration of Matilda Stanley and a whole bunch more. Again, that's woodlandcemetery.org.
On the next Fresh Air,
it's Weekend Update with Colin.